This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. My word
is a lamp. Welcome to Thy Word is a Lamp. This is a Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Today you will be listening to our Bible teacher, Sheila Suarez.
Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So we continue in the gospel writings of Mark. We thank God for this privilege to be here this evening. We thank God for all those who take the time out to come to hear God's word. And we pray this evening that everyone who listens, your hearts will be blessed. So we are in the gospel writings of Mark. Mark chapter 1. That's where we are. Last week we stopped at verse 42. And this week we are going to continue from there. So we see Mark gospel writings. It's all about Jesus, people of God. And we see he wrote about Jesus. His emphasis was on all the actions and deeds that Jesus did while he was here on earth. He was moving fast. We see Mark wrote at a rapid pace, showing Jesus moving at a rapid pace. And we see, you know, a little slowing down at the end of the book of Mark when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem before his crucifixion. So we understand that Mark is the same John Mark, the son of Mary. And we see in this Mary, the word spoke of in Acts 12, where the early church gathered at her house to pray, and they prayed for Peter, who was at that time arrested by King Herod. So we see Mark was the one who wrote the book of Mark. He is the gospel writer, and he's writing about the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see he wrote to the Romans, and we see he identified his theme in verse 1 of Mark, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. So we see he shows us clear that the gospel is about Jesus Christ, so the gospel is not about Mark. Mark is the gospel writer. So we see that same Mark who went on the first missionary journey with Paul. He is the same Mark who wrote these gospel writings. And we see where he was on a fast move. So we see Mark was just writing and coming to the point and making it very clear and telling us all that Jesus went about doing. But he wasn't as detailed as the other gospel writers. We see only 16 chapters in Mark. So we are at verse 42, and we are going to pray and begin verse 42, where we stopped last week. So let us pray. Father, we thank you again for today. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your great love towards us. We thank you, O God, that you are God and that you are in complete control. We thank you, O God, Almighty Lord, that you, O God, Almighty Lord, are here with us. You are Jehovah Shammah. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you are the blessed comforter and you illuminate your word to us. We thank you that you will guide us into all truth. So we look to you today. Have your mercy upon us, we pray. And help us, Almighty God, to feed on your word, O God, and be filled up with you. Help us to know, O God, it's not by might, not by our ability, but by your spirit. So we rest completely in you and we rely upon you, Holy Ghost. Lead us and guide us, O God, Almighty Lord. And bring to our remembrance your word, O God, that we will fight the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. So we just thank you for your word, O God, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Your word, O God, Almighty Lord, brings forth faith, for faith comes by hearing, and hearing by your word. So we just thank you for all those that are hearing and listening, O God, Almighty, your word this evening, O God, Almighty Lord. We thank you, O God, that they will not be forgetful hearers, but doers of your word. Father, we thank you, O God, for your presence. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for transforming hearts. Almighty God, for you are the great transformer. So we bless you, we praise you, and we honor you and give you glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. So we stopped last week at verse 42 of Mark 1. Verse 42 of Mark 1. And we see, people of God, we can recap a little on Jesus healing the leper. We see the leper came to him, begging him to heal him, and Jesus was moved with compassion. The word said, stretch out his hands and touched him, and said to him, I am willing, be cleansed. So we see, people of God, Jesus is willing to heal us. Whatever our situation is, Jesus is willing to heal us. I am willing, be cleansed. And we see in verse 42, as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy left this leper and he was cleansed. So immediately, as Jesus had spoken, the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. So it is showing us, people of God, when Jesus speaks, so people of God, we have to understand that immediately we see the change. So we see this leper saw the change immediately. So Jesus is able to do things immediately. People of God, many times we pray for our healing, but we don't pray for immediate healing. We must pray, Jesus, for immediate healing. We must pray and say, Jesus, heal me immediately. So we see Jesus move with compassion towards this leper and healed him immediately. So we are to believe Jesus that he is able to do for us what we can't humanly do. And sometimes people have got some conditions. The human doctors, they cannot help us. But we have to look to the supernatural God who is able to do exceedingly abundantly that we ask or think through his mighty power. He is the omnipotent God, so he can do all things. He can heal us immediately. He can heal us tomorrow or the day after when he pleases. So we see, people of God, our approach has to be right. We see this leper came to him, imploring him, begging him, kneeling down to him, showing that he knows who he is. So he was giving him the worship that is due to his name. And he came and asked him in a reverential way, if you are willing, you can make me clean. So people of God, we must approach Jesus right. We must approach Jesus with the right heart. We must approach Jesus in humility. We must approach Jesus in reverential fear. We must approach him knowing who he is and look to him to come through for us. We must trust him completely. Those who know his name will put their trust in him. So this leper knew who Jesus is, and we see he put his trust in Jesus, and he came and asked, are we willing to come to Jesus and ask him to heal us? Are we willing to come to Jesus and tell him about our situations? What we can tell another human, we can tell Jesus all about our problems. We might be like this leprous man, but he took the risk and he came to Jesus and he was healed. So the word tells us that Jesus spoke, immediately the leprosy left him and he was cleansed. And the word said, and he strictly warned him and sent him away at once. Jesus warned this leper and sent him away at once. So the word said in verse 44, the word tells us, and Jesus said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. So Jesus spoke to this leper and said, see that you say nothing. Don't go and broadcast it. Don't announce it to anyone. But go your way and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing. You are cleansed for those things which Moses commanded as a testimony to them. So we see, people of God, Jesus came not to abolish the law, but he came to fulfill the law. So we see, people of God, he didn't say to the leper, go your way, but go and do what Moses had asked you to do. Go and do what the law commanded you to do as a testimony. So we have to understand whatever things, what was written in the law, it still remains. Jesus came and fulfilled them all. So we now put our trust in Jesus because we know him. We know his name and we trust him. People of God, the law is now fulfilled in all those who have trusted Jesus Christ as law. He is the lawgiver. He is everything to us. So we have to put our trust in him and continue to believe his word, that he did not come to abolish the law, but to fulfill it. So we are going to see, people of God, we're going to go back to the Old Testament and read in Leviticus 14, Leviticus 14, 1 to 11, and we are going to see what the law of Moses was concerning the leper. So we must go back and see so that we can have an understanding of what the law of Moses was concerning a leprous man. So we see this man was now healed, but he had to go to the priest so that the priest could present him as one that is cleansed. So we see that was the law of Moses then. And this also Jesus commanded, go to the priest, show yourself to the priest, and offer for your cleansing those things which are commanded in the law of Moses. So Jesus did not come to abolish the law, but the law must be fulfilled in him. So we have to understand that Jesus came to seek and to save those that which are lost, those that are lost. So we are going to look in Leviticus 14, 1 to 11. Leviticus 14, 1 to 11. The word says, then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, this shall be the law of the leper for the day of his cleansing. So we see God gives law for everything, even the leper, for their cleansing. There was a law, we see. And we see the word said, he shall be brought to the priest. So Jesus reminded him to go and show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing what Moses required for you to offer. So we see, people of God, Jesus did not abolish the law. He did not say, don't go to the priest. You are cleansed. Go your way. No, go to the priest and do what the law says. So we see Jesus Christ has made provision for everything. So we see the word said that this shall be the law of the leper for the day of his cleansing. He shall be brought to the priest, and the priest shall go out of the camp, and the priest shall examine him. And indeed, if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be cleansed two living and clean birds. So this, people of God, was the commandment of Moses as a testimony to those lepers. Now that if they are cleansed, they should go to the priest, and the priest would tell them. And we see here, the priest would examine them, and if the leprosy is healed in the leper, then the priest shall command to take for him who is to be cleansed two living and clean birds, cedar wood, scarlet, and hyssop. And the priest shall command that one of the birds be killed in an earthen vessel over running water. So as for the living bird, he shall take it, the cedar wood and the scarlet and the hyssop, and dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the running water. And he shall sprinkle it several times on him who is to be cleansed from the leprosy, and shall pronounce him clean. So the priest had to pronounce him clean. He shall pronounce him clean and shall let the living bird loose in the open field. So once the living bird and the hyssop and the scarlet was dipped in the blood, now the living bird would be set free. So people of God, we have to understand, two birds were brought to the priest. One was killed. And we see Jesus Christ, people of God, we see he was crucified on the cross for us, so that we can be set free, just as the living bird was set free. The living bird was set free. He was loose in the open field. He was dipped in that blood. When we are dipped in the blood of Jesus Christ, now we are clean. Now we are whole. Now we are free. So we can fly like that bird who was placed in the open field. So the word said, he who is to be cleansed shall wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and wash himself in water. So we, people of God, have the water of the word to be washed in. How can a young man cleanse his ways? But by taking heed to the word of God. And just as the leper had to go through all that ritual cleansing, people of God, we have to understand that our cleansing comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. He's calling us to run to him and find our cleansing in this blood. So his blood never loses its power. His blood is there to wash us and to make us clean. So we see we have to take off the old life. He who is a leper shall wash his clothes, shave off his hair, and wash himself in water that he may be clean. So we have to come to the water of the word and be washed so that we can be clean and we can live that new life that is in Christ Jesus. The word said, after that, he shall come into the camp and shall stay outside his tent 7 days. But on the seventh day, he shall shave all his hair off his head and his beard and his eyebrow. All his hair he shall shave off. He shall wash his clothes and wash his body in water, and he shall be clean. So he has to be thoroughly cleansed, people of God. He has to shave off all those hair and everything that would maybe harbor that infectious disease agent. We see where that germ would be hiding. He would have to shave off his hair and wash his clothes and wash his body in water, and he shall be clean. And the word said, and on the eighth day he shall take 2 male lambs without blemish, 1 year-old lamb of the first year without blemish, 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering, and 1 log of oil. Then the priest who make him clean shall present the man who is to be made clean, and those things before the Lord at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. So we see the priest here present this man clean. So he is the one who present this man who was made clean. So the priest had to make his presentation. And we see, people of God, we who are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, he, our great high priest, will also present us before the Father. The word tells us, people of God, he will present us before the Father. So we must understand that as this earthly priest, all this was a shadow of who is to come. So we must know that Jesus Christ was it was prophesied that he would come, and all of these ritual cleansing, all of these will be fulfilled in Christ Jesus. So we see all of this was a shadow, was a type of who is to come. So Jesus Christ came, and we don't have to be going through all these rituals again. We just have to run to him, for he is our refuge and strength, the very present help in trouble. He is the one who is able to cleanse us. And as we come to him and confess our sins, he is able to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So as we come to Jesus today, we must come knowing who he is, that he is here to make us whole. We see in time past, in the old covenant, that those lepers, once they thought they were clean, they were healed, they had to go to the priest for him to present them before the Lord as clean. So we see we will be presented before the Father. Jesus Christ himself will present us as his bride. He will present us to the Father. And just as the priest presented the leper who is now cleansed, he would come and the priest would make him clean, shall present this man who is to be made clean and those things before the Lord. So we see our great high priest, Jesus Christ, He who is touched with all that we go through, he was tempted like we are, yet without sin. We see, people of God, the word said, the more merciful and faithful high priest, he's the one that's going to present us to the Father, and he's going to present us blameless. He's going to present us spotless. He's going to present us clean because we are washed in his blood. We are set free. We are redeemed, people of God, not with silver or gold. We are redeemed, people of God, and we must go forth and behave like we are redeemed. We must go forth and be who God called us to be. We must carry out the mandate of going out into all the world and proclaiming the good news. So we see this leper was sent to the priest and he went. And look at verse 45, the last verse in Mark chapter 1. We look at verse 45. The word said, but he went out and began to publish it much. We see this man couldn't keep quiet, people of God. He couldn't keep silent. So he went and published all that had happened to him. We see that he went out and published it much. We see he went and published the matter abroad. So we see, people of God, in so much that Jesus could no more openly, Jesus could no more openly enter into the city, but went into a desert place, and they came to him from every quarter. We have to understand, people of God, that this man began to spread the good news about Jesus. So Jesus could no longer openly enter into the city. So he didn't keep quiet. Remember, Jesus told him. Jesus strictly warned him and sent him away at once and said to him, see that you say nothing to anyone, but go your way, show yourself to the priest and offer for your cleansing those things which Moses commanded as a testimony. But this man couldn't keep quiet. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. They came to Jesus from every direction. He went out and began to proclaim it freely. So we see when we come in contact with Jesus, we will also go out and we will proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. But Jesus was outside in deserted places, and they came to him from every direction. They came to him, the word said in the King James Version, from every quarter. They came to him from every direction. So we see Jesus healed the leper, told him not to tell anyone, but he went out and published it all around. Jesus could no longer enter the city openly, but had to resort to the desert places. The people came to him in the desert places from every quarter. Jesus had what they needed. Jesus had what they needed. So they pursued him. So we also should pursue Jesus, for he has everything that we need. We also should pursue Jesus, for he has everything that we need. So we have to understand, as God's people, that we are called to proclaim Jesus. The leper could not keep quiet. He was healed. Remember the state that he was in, people of God. He was a leper. He was isolated, but we see when Jesus cleansed him, he could go forth and tell others about Jesus. So we must know who Jesus is, and we must know the power that we have, and we must know the liberty that we have as the people of God. So we know that people sought Jesus out, and when we start to pursue Jesus, people of God, we will glean from him what we need to glean from him so we can go forth in his power and in his love to do his will. We see the word tells us that in Luke 4, 18 and 19, we see Jesus came and he read the scroll from Isaiah 61. And we see he spoke of himself here that this word is now fulfilled. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed." So we see, people of God, that if we pursue Jesus, we will glean from him everything that we need for this earthly life. For he has come to set captives free and to open prison doors. He has come to proclaim liberty to those that are held captive. Whatever is holding you captive, you can go freely to Jesus and tell him all about your troubles. He's here to recover your sight and to set at liberty those who are oppressed. God's people, many of God's people are oppressed. They are sitting in the pews, but they are oppressed. But Christ is here to set at liberty, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, the year of liberty for God's people. So Jesus Christ is here. So we must know who he is. Pursue him like these people in this time. When the leper went and published that Jesus Christ has done this great work in him, we see the people came out and they also wanted to be healed. So they pursued Jesus. So we want to pursue him in that fashion. We want to know him personally and we want to go forth in his power to do his will. Jesus is here with us today and he is willing to cleanse us. But we must go to him and we must speak to him. We must tell him all about our troubles. And he will surely come through for us. God bless you here this evening. As we finish Mark 1, we see where we have finished this chapter. And we will go on to the second chapter of Mark next week, God's willing. And let us continue to glean from God's word and to do his will. We are going to stop here and we'll continue in Mark chapter 2 next week, God's willing. Let us pray. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word to us this evening. We thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing. And we thank you, Jesus, that we can come to you freely. And you're calling us to come to you. And we pray as we run to you, O God, we will find our refuge in you. And we will go forth in your power. And we will do your will. Continue to bless your people, those who are taking the time out to come to hear your word. And we pray today, O God Almighty, that your people will be strengthened in you. People will be transformed. And those who have not yet known you will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father, we thank you again for your word and what you're doing in this season. And we look to you by faith. In Jesus' name we pray. And we say amen and amen. God bless you all. Continue to grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. In the
Thank you very much for listening to our Family Bible Teaching Ministry. Let's hope you have been blessed by this wonderful word, Thy Word is a Lamp. You can reach us at 561-667-8477. 561-667-8477. Join us again next week at the same time. Thy Word is a Lamp.
that same old lie.